Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 8, 2018, More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. To begin tonight's call, I want to quickly go out to New Braunfels, Texas, and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Manly Wilson. Manly, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Manly. I believe you have a couple of associates on your team that you want to recognize tonight.
Yes, we do. We always want to recognize those who are out there leading by example. And this first couple, Anita and Domingo Robledo out of right here close to our home here, have done an outstanding job of moving up to senior manager from Buda, Texas. So I'd like to, Anita or Domingo, are you on the call?
Yes, we are.
We are.
If you would tell us what being able to level up to senior manager and being in Legal Shield has meant to you here.
Well, as Manly stated, we are from Buda, Texas, and we've been in Legal Shield going on for more than roughly. What Legal Shield means to me, just being able to put calls on Legal Shield for, some time, especially when the school season comes, and getting situated with my daughter. I'm a homeschool mom, and also what my husband likes to call me, a domestic engineer. So I'm full-time doing those things, and so sometimes life gets busy, and I got to push pause for a while, but that's what Legal Shield means to me, being able to jump back in right where I started, right where I left off, to continue pursuing what I love to do. So that's what Legal Shield means to me, and when we heard about the opportunity to advance to senior manager, we went with it, and we leveled up to senior manager. So with that, Manly, I'll send it back to you.
Well, thank you, Anita. We're very proud of you all for taking advantage of that, as many are doing at this time. And this time I want to go out to New Braunfels, Texas, to another up-and-coming rising star, Mr. Chuck and Swanee Browning. Are you on the call tonight, Chuck?
I am, Manly.
Go ahead, if you would, and tell us what leveling up to senior manager has meant for you in your Legal Shield business.
Well, I tell you, it's really exciting. You worked hard and you keep taking those little steps and those little steps. And, it's such a great company and we're doing great things for folks out there and, creating legal access to the justice system and so forth. And being a former teacher and coach, that means a lot to me. And the company came out with this promotion. We were able to take advantage. We got to go from manager to senior manager, and now we can put our eyes on being director, and we're going to keep on keeping on, and we know the best is yet to come, and I just want to thank you and Barbara for your great leadership and support. So we're excited and looking to get to the next level.
Well, we're proud of both of you couples for out there leading by example, and I know you guys are going all the way up to executive director and beyond, and we're just proud of what you've done and taking advantage of this as well. So, Randy, we'll turn it back over to you, and thank you for the time.
You bet, Manly. Appreciate you and Barbara and the leadership that you show on our team. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight it is my pleasure to introduce two very special associates and legendary leaders on our More Success team. They are Millionaire Club members from Phoenix, Arizona, and our hosts for tonight's call. Ms. Linda Bowden and Mr. Alex Gardner, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Randy, and what a great start to the call already. Congratulations to the associates leveling up in New Braunfels. I know they're on fire there on the Wilson's team. Keep up the great work. And tonight we have the honor and privilege of bringing on one of our favorite business partners and people in all of Legal Shield, a pioneer who caught the vision in the early years over 20 years ago and ran with it before many others could see how big it would become. Over 22 years of consistent service to Legal Shield. He's personally protected over 1,000 households, received the 2018 Our Team Pioneer Award, also the recipient of the inaugural Heart of a Lion Award, the regional manager of the Baltimore area, who has led one of the longest-run weekly meetings in the entire country for over 20 years, longtime executive director qualifier, BMW earner, youth football coach, super dad, and family man. And so, Mr. James Worthy, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Gardner. I'm so excited to be on the call, and I want to just, before I say anything, thank the incredible example that the Moore family has set for not just the team but this entire company, and thank you for having me on the call.
You're welcome, James, and, it's been such a pleasure knowing you. we've had just a little bit of fun over the years, and we've watched each other grow as people. And so just why don't you tell everybody just a little about you and your background?
Well, you know, I love to do that because my background, it's weird. I'm a kid who grew up in an area called Southeast D.C., Washington, D.C., and when I was growing up, it was not the Silver Spoon District by any means. As a matter of fact, me and Mr. Michael Humes, one of our Millionaire Club members, come from the same community. And when I got ready to get out in the world, my mom and dad told me to go to school and get a good education like everybody else, and I was blessed to go to Penn State University, where I majored in business management with a minor in hotel and restaurant management. But I couldn't find the good job even back in the late 80s, early 90s. So when I came home, I asked my mom and dad, because I'd been entrepreneur all my life, you know. I always had a paper route, and then I had four paper routes, and I had other kids throwing the papers for me, and I was getting paid on the work that they were doing. So I'd always been that type of kid. But when I came out of school, I decided I wanted to help other people go to college. And I started a little business, lost a lot of my mom and dad's investment, but told me to stick with it. And I did that. And I was blessed because what I found out sticking with that was that I wasn't money-driven, although I thought I was. I wasn't money driven. I was people oriented. I wanted to see people do better. And that pulled me into the human services arena where I immediately launched a campaign in the Baltimore metropolitan area. Many people hear about all the difficulties Baltimore has. Well, I was working with what they called fragile families, families that had been broken apart in their early childhood or in their Head Start world. They've been broken apart, and we had dads being incarcerated and moms on substance abuse and people chronically unemployed and children undereducated. So I started to try to reunify families. And I didn't know that the coach in me was going to come out. And that work took me all around the country. And I was so blessed. I've had here in Baltimore worked with over 10,000 families in about a 15 to 20 year period. And it just truly showed me that helping people was the right thing to do. And that's when Legal Shield was introduced to me. So I wasn't looking for an opportunity. I was really out helping people. And because I was out helping people, this incredible service came right in and fit into another main source to help people. So that's a little bit about me.
Well, you know, and it's so interesting that you would say that, you know, you're not money motivated. I'm not really that money motivated either. And it's always funny when you say that because people look at you like you're crazy, but there's probably a lot of people on this line that are like yourself that are really, really first and foremost into helping people. And it doesn't matter, you know, when you come into a business like ours, you know, if you're money motivated, hey, we've got something for you because this is an amazing company with level lifetime renewals. But if you're real, and if you're the kind of person that comes into our company that's really into helping people, you know, and making people better about themselves, then you also come into the right company. So now you've done some work as a consultant for the National Fatherhood Clearinghouse. Tell us a little bit about that, because you're like super dad. You're like super dad. Whenever I call you, it's like, hi, super dad. You've got like, three sons, and
yeah,
you're a football coach. And so tell us a little bit about the National Fatherhood Clearinghouse.
Well, it's real funny you say that, because when I got into the work of helping fathers get back with their children and their families, I didn't have kids. Me and my wife didn't have kids. We were that power couple. We were building businesses. But the business was in the human services arena. And I got good in that world. And the White House started a national campaign called the National Responsible Fatherhood Clearinghouse to teach organizations and people in the human service field how to really educate dads and reunify reunify families. So I just got pulled into that world and did not know that I would be coaching. See, coaching has been the thread to my life. I did not know I would be on a national platform to go out and teach others how to work with dads, how to help gentlemen coming home from incarceration get back into the work world, how to help gentlemen coming out of substance abuse recovery to get back and get custody, deal with child support, deal with the different things that sometimes rips our families apart. And what I found out, and I'll tell you where I found one big thing. I was out in rural Oklahoma doing some work. How crazy is this? This is our homeland for Legal Shield. I was in rural Oklahoma one year speaking at a conference about fatherhood, and I just found out that this was a universal problem. And my heartstrings were just in it. People were needing what we had to. So for now, I still do public speaking on behalf of the National Responsible Fatherhood Clearinghouse. And it really has been a place where I've been able to live my passion for making a living, making a difference, because Legal Shield pulled in. Legal Shield fit so perfectly in that mission of my life. And now today it's beautiful because Legal Shield has allowed me to not have to go to a 9-to-5 job. I can do the work that I love to do. You call me Super Dad. I appreciate that. But it really has given me the ability to be the dad I wanted to be. When I started having children, I remember working 70, 80 hours a week. But Legal Shield gave me the ability financially, and the platform of responsible fatherhood gave me the wherewithal and the education to now have three incredible boys. One 17 is a rising senior. He's a senior in high school with a 4.0 GPA, looking at incredible schools for college. I have a 15-year-old who is a budding star on the football field as well as in the classroom. Then I have my 12-year-old who's a budding star on the football field as well in the classroom. And I get to coach. I've coached all of them. I've been at every game. I'm at every PTA. I just absolutely love the fact that Legal Shield let me be the dad that I've been out teaching people how to be.
Wow. And I just so love that about you. And before we really get into some of the goods with Legal Shield, tell us just a little bit, because I absolutely love the name of this of the radio show. You're on a radio show called Dad Rap. I love that.
Well, you know, it's amazing. My wife, she's the reason that we did the radio show. She does a lot of work in the human services field, and she said, your voice, your knowledge, the people you know around this country, they've got to know all the different things that help promote responsible fatherhood and help put a platform together for dads to be celebrated. And we started, we were just going to do 6 weeks. So we started a radio show. It's every Tuesday night. We started that. And after 6 weeks, somebody called and pledged to fund us for another 6 weeks, which, you know, that was great. And then we just got another call. That radio show, which started in June of this year, is actually now funded. People have said they will back every week up until August 31st of next year.
Well,
so it's been a huge opportunity to really give dads resources, especially young fathers, to give them some resources if they're struggling or if they want to be a better dad or if they just need some help, will want to have a place to be celebrated. So Dad Rap was her idea, and it was a birth from some ideas I had. I've been on the radio shows before, so it just gave us a platform, and I'm so excited about it because I'll say this as I really start to think about Legal Shield. And if there's anybody out there that was living a dual life like I was living, I'm really happy to be on this call and share this. Because for years, I had bought into this whole thing of, keeping your job life or one part of your life separate from your Legal Shield life because you didn't want to be, as they say, crossing lines or you know, doing things that seem to be trying to earn money while you're helping people. Because I know I had that feeling, and I'm sure a lot of people have, and it really messes us up because you need money to be successful, to help people. So when Legal Shield, understanding your mission and understanding the mission of Legal Shield, you can be mission-driven to help people. And the great thing about Legal Shield, the only way you help people is to make money because you're giving them a service. And you taught from the very beginning, and I really am glad that our company continues to echo this, and the Moore family just truly is and embodies this. And you taught from the very beginning, fall in love with this membership. Fall in love with this, what this membership can do for you, your family, and other people. And you'll never work a day in your life to really go out and share it. And that's, you know, I love recruiting. Recruiting is the lifeblood. But if people really get how powerful this membership is to middle-income America, you know, low-income America, and even well-off America. So that's why I'm so excited about Legal Shield for the last 22 years. I've been this pumped up forever.
You have been. I've never heard you when you're down, ever, ever. I mean, I think I might have heard you once. You had kind of a halfway down moment in all the years that I've known you. The only thing is I have to remind everybody, you know, everybody in your business, I have to remind you all that we're running for-profit business. We're not
non-profit
businesses, but we are a for-profit business. Now, very quickly, how did you hear about Legal Shield? And I had to ask you, this is a sly question, but how did that long-distance package, believe it or not, guys, we were sending long-distance packages 22 years ago.
Well,
who and how did you get a long-distance package? How did that come into play?
Well, let me, this is something, for those who don't really get the fact that the 10 core commitments are really something you've got to live by, I was recruited in this business by a college friend. Now, this college friend called me. He bugged me. But the story is he got me started, and 3 weeks afterwards, he dropped out. Okay? So I did some research, and I found that a gentleman who sponsored him actually got a long-distance package from some lady in, I don't know, it was Oklahoma or Arizona at the time, some lady named Linda Bowden. And so he recruited. Yeah, but I don't know where he was at the time. And, you know, he didn't know much. My sponsor quit. But this lady, Miss Linda Bowden, would send me an audio tape, a newsletter audio tape with all of this information about how to be successful with Legal Shield. It's 1 month, I think we got a Xerox or copied flip book that we could use, and she would teach, and I'd listen to these tapes, and I'm like, who is this lady? And then another month, another tape would come, and I said, well, I don't know who she is, but I'm going to keep listening to this tape because it's talking about the business. And then finally, all these long-distance tapes had me feeling like this lady, I would love to meet her. And I got a phone call from this lady. And she said, I'm flying in to Baltimore because I'm going up to Connecticut to see my family. I'd love to meet with you. And guys, I want everybody on this phone to get this. You never have to worry about who your sponsor is, because the history, the success that is here, you will find the teacher, the leader, the person that's going to love you enough to help you build something. And this lady, I could not believe, and you guys, I said I grew up in Southeast Washington, D.C. I couldn't believe that this lady who didn't know me from Adam would fly into town, and before she goes see her family, come sit with me, my wife, my family, my team, and give her heart to us to help us build. So long distance recruiting definitely works. Get those
right.
long distance packages out there.
And so we have to talk. I'll talk a little bit about technology before Alex asks you his question. And my technology back 22 years ago is I used to go, and this is a little known fact. I don't think anybody knows this really. We used to go into the studio and record audio newsletters that were informational newsletters, and I would put them on an audio tape, and then, like James said, I'd send them through the mail. And see, what happens is because of duplication, I would have all these other executives come up to me and say, I really like tape 3.
Mm-hmm.
I would have executives from all over the country coming up to me and telling me about those tapes. So anyhow, thank you so much about telling us about you and your background. And, Alex, I'm sure you have some questions to ask James.
Yeah, James, I'm wondering about current events. What has you the most excited about the business right now?
Well, I'll tell you this, and I want to say something because I happen to be what I would refer to as a mature millennial. I'm 50 years old now, and this whole technology thing was, and for many of us, it's a challenging. We kind of understand it. We were a little scared of it. We were trying to use it, but what I am so excited about is that for us, and many of us remember, I know Linda has crisscrossed the country, the Moores have crisscrossed the country, you have but when this technology came out, and I'm going to speak specifically, if some people want to take a jot down some notes, I want to give some details of how to simplify your life with the technology that Legal Shield has gotten. Now, and I'm going to talk about something that is critical to the success of this business, and that is PBRs, Private Business Reception. Now, I'll tell you guys, when I got started, PBRs were the rave. You get into people, you know, they say if you don't know the color of the carpet in your team member's house, then you have not spent enough time in that team member's house. You have not done enough PBRs with them. And I remember days where I would do, on a Saturday, I'd do a PBR at 11 at somebody's house, then one at 12, then roll around one at 3, then roll down to 6. And as my team grew, I remember driving up to Philly to do one, then driving over to Delaware to do one, then driving back down to D.C., and then making it back home. And I was young. I could do that. And it was great. But I hit a spot in my business where the energy to do that was just not there. And it made me stagnant. I love to be transparent with people. I got stagnant. You know, I love Legal Shield, but just the energy with the kids, the family, all the work I was doing, the traveling I was doing, I said, I can't run like that. And then they gave us Prospect by Legal Shield. And then they gave us even something that I think is just as incredible. They gave us LS Engage with the Zoom video conferences. And I want to talk about the Zoom video conferences. I hope everybody can embrace it. It's simple to use. And I'll tell you this, anybody can use it because I actually, my 75-year-old mother who is on our team and my 94-year-old grandmother have logged in on Zoom trainings and presentations. So if a 94-year-old can do it, I think that encompasses everybody on the line. I don't think we got anybody that's beyond 94 on the line. So we started doing private business receptions with the Zoom video conferencing. And it's very simple. And people got attracted to it. But here's the great thing. See, millennials live this, and it's like a way of life. But for matures, like some of us on this line, we need the technology to give us back the ability to run the way we used to when we had the physical opportunity. So when you can, and I do one every week for the team, and then I do personal PBRs through Zoom. If you're not local, I'm going to set up a 30-minute Zoom presentation, And we're going to invite, just like we would invite to your home, we're going to do the three-way calls. Everything that we are supposed to do in the business is still the same. You never change. We still roll the wheel, but we got some nice new rims in the wheel. And it's so exciting when I just did one for one of our newest team members. He was with us 15 days, leveled up in 15 days. And how did we do it? His schedule's crazy. We couldn't really get him locked down for PBR in his home. So we actually did two online PBRs live. The people were able to say hello. We laughed and joked. We did a live presentation, and three people joined him in the business. He leveled up. And now this week coming up, we've got three more PBR scheduled for the three new people that he brought on. They should be able to level up, qualify faster than he did, because they saw through what he did how they could do it as well. So I love that. And he just immediately figured out, if I can get information in someone's hand through a link or through a email, that he could expose hundreds of people in a short period of time. And that's why today I'm more excited, especially when the millennials, they get it. Recruiting them is pretty simple. But now when you have that person who is in their mature days, who maybe just doesn't have the energy physically to run around, you can still show them. And if you can show someone in their 70s, their 80s, how this works, where they can make it simply work for them, that has gotten my business motivated. That's gotten me motivated. That's gotten many of my team members motivated, because it makes sense and it becomes efficient for the team to be able to duplicate. Instead of 5 or 6 days, how about 2 or 3 days or 2 or 3 hours? So that's what has me excited, Alex.
That's great. And speaking of longevity, what would you say your secret is to your longevity in Legal Shield?
Well, there are a couple things. And number one is fall in love with the product. And I can't say that enough. You must fall in love with the product. Be a product of the product, and that's number one. Got to do that. But number two is we got to stay plugged in to all of this success that's happening. And, you know, I'm talking about one thing I absolutely love that the More Success team has done for all of us, and that's the More Success team webpage, the Facebook page. You know, I know people have been down. I know people have said, it's not working for me. I'm having the struggles. My guest didn't show up. But when you can see day in, day out, the success that other people are having, and you can hear people sharing their stories, and more importantly, sharing how they're doing the things that do, so you can find something that works for you. Well, here's a great thing. You ever been, I know when I first got into Legal Shield, you'd be wondering, well, where's that person in the organization? Are they part of my team sideline? I don't know. I really like. Well, can you imagine now that this incredible team of successful people all over the world, all over the country, you can see Linda Bowden, and you can reach out and say, hey, Ms. Bowden, I'm a part of the success team too. Hey, I heard you, I saw you write something about the membership. I would love to ask you a question. And those people are right there. That's that fuel that keeps us going, along with our weekly events and our regional events and our international events. But this is day in and day out. You have it there for you.
Wow. So, James, just to wrap up,
mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you, and thank you for stressing the importance of really the More Facebook. Everybody
yeah.
has to go to the More Success team, make sure you're connected on Facebook so you can see what's going on with the team. And
mm-hmm.
what is, just to kind of wrap the call up, what is one fun, interesting fact about you that maybe nobody in the line would know?
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to put this fact out there. And it just quickly goes back to coaching. When I first took my kids, I remember taking my son to play flag football, and I registered him for flag, and I showed up, I was just going to be a parent like everybody else. But I don't know. The Creator works in mysterious ways. They said, hey, sir, could you take the kids up on the field and work with them until the coach gets here? I did not know until that day my love for coaching. I did not know that day until I got out there that my whole life, Legal Shield, fatherhood, children, it's all about training and coaching. And with that, I love to inspire people. So a fun fact about me is for 3 years, every day, I wrote a inspirational quote. I thought they were for everybody else. They were really for me to get me through a time where I needed it. And that 3 years of quotes is now, a fun fact, producing the first book that I will have on the market by summer of 2019.
Well, that's fantastic, and that is a fun fact about you that I did not know, so I appreciate that very much. It was so great having you tonight. Thank you so much for all that you've poured into everybody on the call. And, Alex, I'll have you wrap up the call.
Okay, yeah, and thank you so much, James. Thank you for all the service
you've done
in Legal Shield for over 22 years and outside of Legal Shield as well. And remember, everyone, let's have a great week. And remember, every household and business we recruit or protect is one closer to our mission of protecting all Americans from injustice. We're just getting started. The best is yet to come. And like the late, great Kenneth Moore always told us, let's keep God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and everything will fall into place. Have a great
Absolutely.
Night, everyone.
Thank
Good night,
you.
Everybody.
Night.
Good night, everyone.